great segue for my presentation, Healthcare 4.0. I think augmented intelligence is a very important topic there, and the human-computer interaction. So I'm going to try to provide a 300,000-foot view, not 30,000, 300,000-foot overview over what we can expect over the next decade or so. And the topic, as you can see, is I'm going to try to touch a little bit on Web 3.0, which has captured the imagination of quite a lot of scientists and business people and social media, as we know. And then try to draw some parallels regarding what we can expect for healthcare 4.0 or 5.0 or whatever is going to come next. So just real quick, I'll first highlight how the Industrial Revolution and the Healthcare Revolution have evolved in parallel and who's ahead and who's lagging behind, and then a few of the Healthcare 4.0 trends. And last but not least, we'll talk a little bit about future directions and how the healthcare ecosystem can function in the new metaverse or omniverse environment. So real quick, according to many experts, might be on the cusp or already entered the Industrial Revolution 5.0. I happen to think that we probably skipped 5 and went to 6 given the pandemic, but that's just my opinion. With healthcare, when we look at how it evolved in parallel, it seems we're always a step behind. I'm hoping that with Web 3.0 we actually can experience a renaissance in healthcare, not only a reform, and find new ways of not only addressing some of the challenges that all of you already mentioned today, but also address some of the other pain points that no one has been able to master yet. And I'll highlight a few of those as we go through the presentation. This is just another way of looking at some of the domains that are not only happening in Industry 4.0 that capture all our efforts, particularly cybersecurity. I don't know if all of you saw the document that came out of the White House today on cybersecurity, but also for healthcare 4.0. So throughout the presentation, I'll make some comments on what is in common and what is still a big differentiator for healthcare compared to the rest of the industry domains. I think definitely cybersecurity is probably one of the areas that I've learned over the last few months that can actually bring us all together. And I never realized that that can be such a powerful connector and catalyst for us to collaborate and cooperate and start to bridge some of those interoperability challenges that we always had an issue with. So what are some of the trends? We believe that Web 3.0 has some unique features that can help be, like we said, a pathway or a bridge or a connector or an enabler, whatever we want to call it, and help us with finally reaching the same pace that we see in other industries for healthcare as well. Someone mentioned Netflix. We know already banking, gaming, finance industry, space have been able to do much better at absorbing some of the emerging and frontier technologies and have not been plagued by as many regulatory challenges as we have. So I'm looking forward to the next presentation where we're going to talk a little bit about privacy and regulatory challenges that we're facing and that for Web 3.0 are going to reach new heights. These are just, as you can see, it's quite a big slide, but it's just to highlight that certain industry trends are going to mirror what we see in healthcare. And the one that I highlighted for us to discuss more in depth is Web 3.0, but I also would like to call your attention to quantum. I just shared a few minutes ago during break that just 2 years ago, no one was talking about Web 3.0. No one was talking about quantum technology. Now you have a report about the quantum economy coming out and large conferences that are addressing a lot of the opportunities for quantum and telehealth and Web 3.0 and the metaverse. So total shift of the healthcare ecosystem over the last year, I would say. So what are the top technologies that drive healthcare 4.0? Again, we have a variety of technologies, and more, as you know, some of you, I sit at the intersection of academia and entrepreneurship ecosystem, and I see about 200, 300 startups from all over the world in my inbox, what they come up with. And I can tell you almost every single one has 2, 3, or 4 of these technologies that are being combined in a novel solution. And now I'm talking only healthcare and life sciences. We're not even talking about the other industries. So I think this is a trend that I wanted to highlight. We're seeing more and more converging technologies and more cross-disciplinary deployment. It blurs the boundaries. Most startups don't even know anymore where to fit in which industry. So even our industry categorization doesn't fit anymore. And I think that's going to drive this new healthcare ecosystem. We're going to be forced to rethink interoperability, because for Web 3.0, the traditional ways that we engaged in interoperability are not going to even be feasible anymore. And yes, quality metrics, custom metrics, very important for the next generation of healthcare, because we always did it backwards. We always deployed the technologies, and then we remember after several years that we need appropriate metrics to capture the impact that we want. These are some of the challenges and opportunities. I know some of you already addressed a few of them earlier today, and I saw on the agenda that some of them will be addressed later, but maybe then I'll just highlight the fact that it's really, really essential to focus also on proactive digital ethics programs and cyber resilience, not just cybersecurity, so that you can have a way to adapt to novel threats and do the prediction that we need for cybersecurity in healthcare. And then maybe also highlight briefly the opportunity for net zero healthcare. If with a transition towards Web 3.0, we can actually start to think how to align with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, we can have more of the smart hospitals, smart homes that I'm going to reference. And I see more and more companies that are focusing on purpose, and I think that's going to help some of the impact we strive for so much. And as we know, SDG 3 has a lot of indicators, and in my opinion, they're quite, I would say, minimalistic. Just to decrease mortality in this day and age with how much effort we put into healthcare, it should be that we're aiming for excellence, not just to decrease mortality for mothers, let's say. So how can we leverage Web 3.0? Before I talk about how we can leverage it for healthcare, I just want to make sure we are all on the same page, so I'll just flash some definitions, because I sometimes see a lot of confusion as to what's metaverse, what's Web 3.0, and how does healthcare 4.0 fit into all of this. So I'm just going to briefly show what I'm referring to Web 3.0. As we talked about industrial revolution and the emergence over the last few decades, the same way we also see Web 3.0 evolution. And there are already some who work on Web 4.0 and 5.0, although we haven't even fully deployed Web 3.0. But for now, I think we're clearly in this beginning journey to start transitioning towards the Web 3.0 development and digital transformation that's required in healthcare. And some of us have worked on pieces of it already for a few years. So patient-centric medical records, self-sovereignty for patients, and also I would say for clinicians and researchers, that's usually not mentioned, is very important. So I'm also a big advocate of semantic web analysis. As someone that spent 20 years and got a lot of wrinkles and white hair from doing data reporting, quality and safety primarily, and I concur that it's very difficult to extract data the way we would like to, and it takes a lot of extra work. So I think we have totally new opportunities if we really transition appropriately towards Web 3.0 to actually do something different than we've done the last 20, 30 years. What makes Web 3.0 so unique? Just to make sure the convergence of all these emerging technologies and to weigh as consumers, and that means patients, clinicians, researchers, payer, staff, life science ecosystem members, everybody that interacts with the system will have an opportunity to interact in a much more dynamic way. And data ownership, data monetization, the whole 3D replica of our current physical world will be now virtual, and hopefully we can do it better than we've done with the 2D world, such as the electronic records. So what are some of the Web 3.0 domains that are important for healthcare 4.0? They are pretty obvious. Already we mentioned a little bit earlier the human-computer interface, I happen to believe, is the one that's so important. When we launched EHRs a while ago, we were hoping that it would improve the quality of care, and we've seen that patients complain, doctors complain, everybody complains. So hopefully we'll get it not perfect this time, but hopefully better than when we tried last time. And then I think what's really important also, we see a lot of effort to try to enhance the experience so that we truly have an impact on the quality of the healthcare delivered. Here are some of the elements that I'm going to highlight. What I like about Web 3.0 is that we have a chance to start from scratch to really recalibrate the way we think about it. So I hope we put much more emphasis on wellness, on longevity, and less on just treating illness and managing chronic disease. I love the opportunities that arise with the fact that Web 3.0 will allow patients to be much more in charge. But as we referenced earlier, we need to do a good job at enhancing the digital literacy and digital fluency. And I might say for physicians as well, because talking about genomics and precision health, a lot of physicians overtly say that they're not comfortable with whole genome and whole exome sequencing. They are not comfortable with the reports. They don't even know how to approach this new environment. And now we're bringing yet another layer of technology where many physicians feel completely inequipped to be able to do their current role, and all clinicians, actually, not just physicians. So I think we need to do a good job, but if we do a good job at enhancing that digital literacy, then we can actually address all of these, including surveillance, diagnosis, and so forth. Talking about the human technical interconnectivity, the possibilities are endless. I think, again, the challenges are going to be who cleans that data, who standardizes that data, who validates that data, who is going to secure the data, how are we going to make sure that whoever wants to monetize it truly understands the value of that data. All those elements will need to be taken care of. And yes, interoperability is going to take new heights with the amount of remote sensors, implantable devices, smart homes that have sensors built in now, and the human computer interface that will reach now the layers of brain computer interface. We have already an FDA-approved device on that. Imagine the complexity of securing the cyber elements of your brain implant or of your cardiac implant. It's going to get much more complicated. So let's talk a little bit about the metaverse. Again, just to be sure that we're talking about the same definition, I put it here, but we don't need to go over it. And the layers, if you research metaverse layers, you're going to find about 50 options. But don't let the terminology confuse you. Just focus on, no matter if they tell you it has 7 layers, 9 layers, 12 layers, doesn't matter. There are going to be 3 domains that those layers address. Something to do with tech stack and architecture, something to do with the apps, it can be web app or mobile app, that are built on top of that tech stack. And then it's going to be how us, the ecosystem, engages with both of these. And then they just give them different names. But huge opportunity for all, and certainly I believe blockchain and telehealth will be foundational for everything we'll do in the metaverse or omniverse for that matter. So omniverse, as all of you know, probably it's a proprietary terminology used by NVIDIA. It is based on the performance of their GPU, and huge opportunities there as well for the future of healthcare. When you see the amazing work that they're doing with digital twins, it's giving us some hope that we can actually change the paradigm for impact for patients' outcomes. Particularly for personalized medicine, as some of you know, I'm very passionate about precision health and precision medicine, and I spent quite a lot of time trying to merge data sets that are combining the EHR data that we gathered, imaging data, genomic data, laboratory data. And it's a quite interesting exercise because everybody has a different format. So for that, actually, if we're able to leverage the metaverse and the omniverse experience powered by Web 3.0, we can actually, for once, start from scratch and do a better job at collecting this type of data. As all of you know, the United Nations 2030 Agenda focuses on a lot of sustainable goals, and The sustainable goal number three focuses on health and wellness. This is the NIH and World Health Organization has a similar chart. I just like this one a little bit better. But the point is that there is an agenda that mirrors the United Nations ones so that by 2030, we can have precision medicine and precision health be the standard. We've evolved, and I think another element that I would like to highlight that Web 3.0 really, really can make a difference for is equitable health. I have a, it's my personal opinion, but we used to call it population health, then we called it value-based care. If you look at the foundation, what we're doing from an analytics perspective and the type of data sets we need to analyze, equitable health is very similar. We're just now finally going to focus on the things we used to exclude because we weren't able to or allowed to include them at that time. So definitely I think Web 3.0, if you ask me, the biggest impact probably for precision health and for equitable health. We also referenced several times smart homes. We've seen the transition from acute care to ambulatory care. From ambulatory care, now a lot of push towards wellness and home care to not have to even go. The pandemic, of course, accelerated this trend. So I work with several companies now who are building smart homes already who in the walls have sensors embedded and within the restroom or your kitchen, all the appliances will measure your vitals and measure if you fall or if you have any abnormalities in your heartbeat and so forth. So I think, once again, Web 3.0 can be the foundational tech stack for that. Smart operating rooms, there are already several countries, Japan is one of them, that has all their operating rooms smart, touchless, nothing is with contact anymore. They train all their medical students also just with virtual health and in smart operating rooms. So big difference. I just gave you one example. There are also several hospitals in the United States that already got an award for smart hospitals. Of course, we have many that are still on paper, but there are some hospitals that actually have advanced to that. And this is just one example that highlights how we need to reconfigure workflows. So when we bring digital health and virtual health in the current ecosystem, you have to change the building architecture, but you also have to also change the workflows for the teams. And that, again, is going to require a very different type of not only regulatory guidelines, but also cybersecurity and different teams that need to be trained completely different than ever before. One of the areas of passion for me are digital health twins, and again, huge opportunity for telehealth, blockchain to make a big difference. We had a lot of focus yesterday also on AI, the power of AI and data science. Well, digital twins combine all the beautiful power of these emerging technologies if we deploy them appropriately. And there are several opportunities we have if we combine digital twins with telehealth to really change not only the quality and safety that we had mentioned, but also the personalized care that we all strive for. And there are several examples of digital twins already that are making a difference. I can share with you if you want. There is an example of already a heart. They created a digital health twin of a heart, the digital health twin of the lung, the digital health twin of a brain, and I can share with you, if you're interested, the companies that are doing that in the U.S. And then from a metaverse and omniverse experience, really quick, we have only a few more slides. What is being done now is what you see on the slide. I have another slide that's going to show you what we're hoping in the future, but these are all things being done currently in either U.S. or other countries that are done in the metaverse experience. So you can see already the domains are quite broad. I was surprised when I had to put this slide together. I knew it's a lot, but I had examples on each one of those. When you see, it's quite a broad spectrum of disciplines that already are deploying the power of the metaverse experience for their patients and clinicians. Future directions, as we highlighted, the Industrial Revolution evolved in parallel with the healthcare or vice versa, and the same way, I referenced that there are already people working on Web 4.0 and Web 5.0. That's where you're going to have the monetization be a big difference. And further development, I would just like to highlight self-sovereign health, sustainable health ecosystems, and net zero healthcare. That's it. Thank you. I talk very fast.